And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's 11:32 now. And joining us for round one of the quiz this week, somebody who's off on holiday shortly. Say good morning to Ange Fairweather.
Hi, Ange.
Hi, Dave.
Tell everybody where you're going in about 20 minutes' time, I gather.
Yeah, I'm still packing. We're going to Germany. We're driving over to Germany.
Very nice, too. Well, let's hope it's a bit cooler over there than it is over here at the moment.
Well, I believe it's going to be about 40 degrees, so I think not.
Oh, dear. Right, so I hope the aircon in the car's working and you'll be okay.
Yeah, otherwise the in-laws will be moaning.
I'm sure, right. Okay, then, so let's do the usual thing that we do at this time on a Sunday morning and give you exactly 1 minute to answer as many of the questions as possible in 60 seconds. As you know, because you've done it many times before, I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, and here they come. Which US state provided a hit for the Bee Gees?
Massachusetts.
Who wrote the music for Evita?
Andrew Lloyd Webber.
How many members of the Shadows were there?
Four.
Who starred with Adam Faith in the film Stardust?
David Bowie.
Which musical instrument did Georgie Fame play?
Georgie Fame, the piano.
Whose first hit in 1972 was American Pie? Which Scottish city is Sheena Easton from?
Glasgow.
In which decade was Roy Orbison born?
40s.
Which type of singer was Neil Diamond in his 1980 yes. film? And which singer is nicknamed the Rhinestone Cowboy?
Glen Campbell.
What type of music did Desmond Dekker play?
Desmond Dekker, soul.
Which Chris had a hit with Who Pays the Ferryman? And which illness did Ian Drury suffer from in childhood? And you can answer that one?
Meningitis.
You're going to go for meningitis on that one. Worth a guess. Now, you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 questions in your allotted time, which is an incredible number of questions to get through. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right, so not a bad score.
That's low for me. Though.
You're disappointed with that, I could tell
am,
that. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you did have some tricky questions, it has to be said. Right. So let's go through the ones that you slipped up on. The first one, who starred with Adam Faith in the film Stardust? I think you did say David, didn't you? But
yeah,
it wasn't David Bowie, it was another one. It was David Essex.
Oh, right.
Okay, the decade when Roy Orbison was born, I think you said the 40s, didn't you? It was the 1930s, older than you thought.
Oh, my goodness. Right.
Yep. Now, you should have got this next one. What type of music did Desmond Dekker play?
Is it reggae?
It is reggae, yes, yeah. And finally, the illness which Ian Dury suffered from in childhood, not meningitis, but polio.
Right,
okay, but not a bad score, although perhaps not your best score, but thanks for taking part. Enjoy the holiday in Germany. Hope it's not too hot over there for you, and we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Big hello to my niece, Eliza. She's listening for the first time.
Oh, right, so hi to her as well. Okay, thanks for that, Ange. Bye-bye now. Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's bang on 12:30, time for round two of the 60-second challenge. If you're listening an hour ago, you will have heard Ange Fairweather just before jetting off to Germany, or driving a car there, I think, get a score of 9 out of 13 with no passes at all. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants. We say good afternoon to Patricia Goff. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Dave.
How are you this afternoon? All right?
Fine, thank you, yeah.
Good, good. Now, I gather you were listening to round one, and had they been your questions, how many of those 13 would you have got right?
Perhaps 11.
About 11. But, of course, as you know very well, it's a lot easier when you're not on the radio and you're just shouting the answers at the radio.
Yeah, Yeah, it is.
Okay then, so the usual reminder that once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass, but do bear in mind that Ange didn't pass on any questions at all. Okay?
Good. Okay, thank you.
Good luck, and here they come. Which record producer was famous for his wall of sound?
Andy Warhol.
Which national football team recorded Back Home in 1970?
England.
Which Harry is famous for his songs in the film When Harry Met Sally?
Harry Potter.
Who recorded an album called The Wall in the 70s?
Pink Floyd.
Which Perry recorded And I Love You So in the 70s?
Perry Como.
Complete the title of this album, Ziggy Stardust and the Spiders from...
From Mars.
Which Judy had a best-selling album with Amazing Grace?
Judy Collins.
Which Eddie recorded Summertime Blues in 1958?
Eddie Cochran.
Which country does the pianist Richard Clayderman come from?
Sweden.
Whose first hit single in 1984 was Holiday?
Madonna.
And finally, who was Paul McCartney's backing group in the 70s?
Wings.
You're going to go for Wings on that one. Well, I think that's a pretty good round. Let's see. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. So two fewer than Ange. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions right, so narrowly beaten this week. Yeah, that was very close though, wasn't it?
It was. And I couldn't think that. My mind went to pieces.
Well, as we said on many occasions on this quiz, all of these questions are relatively easy, but answering them in 1 minute is never an easy thing to do. Right. Let's go through the ones you slipped up on. The record producer that was famous for his wall of sound, not Andy Warhol.
Is it Berry Gordy?
It's not Berry Gordy, but you're thinking on the right lines, because Berry Gordy was the founder of Tamla Motown Records. The guy that worked for him was Phil Spector.
Of course. I wouldn't have got that by the...
Now, that was a tricky one. And which Harry is famous for his songs in the film When Harry Met Sally?
Harry Connick.
Yes, Harry Connick Jr., to give him his full title.
Harry Potter.
Yeah, definitely wasn't Harry Potter, but that would be a first, wouldn't it? Harry Potter having a hit. And finally, the country that Richard Clayderman came from was France, apparently. You've learned something there, so it was worthwhile for that alone. Right, well, thanks for taking part. You can hold your head up high. It's a good score, but not quite a winning score this week. Okay.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Good to talk to you. Enjoy the rest of your day. Try to keep cool, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Dave.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Two good rounds of the quiz this week. And if you're one of those people that sit at home and listen every Sunday and shout the answers at the radio, why not be really brave next week, get in touch, and you could do it for real.